Well, welcome once again to Legacy Leadership Alliance. Of course, I'm Bishop Sean Cooper, and I tell you, it is always a joy to share with you as leaders here on Legacy Leadership Alliance. Of course, Legacy Leadership Alliance is a weekly podcast dedicated to emerging generations and thought leaders for legacy transference in the marketplace, educational systems, and religious institutions. Legacy Leadership Alliance 4 points are legacy, mentorship, PK alliance, and pastoral infrastructure. Well, let's get at it, man. It's a lot to talk about, but I really want to talk to you about this thing called leadership strength, because we need it. We need the strength of the Lord to help us in this particular present day, and about winning as a leader in an unsustainable rhythm. Okay, we're under unsustainable rhythms, which means that, you know, we got the Hurricane Laura just left Louisiana. I mean, that thing blew in and blew out. In fact, it damaged one of our homes in Alexandria. And we got the Jacob Blake shooting, right? Police officer shot this young man, was it six or seven times in the back. And then the teenager from Wisconsin, 17-year-old, shot and killed two people, wounded one. I think it's about 165,000 people that died here in the United States. We have many, many challenges, and if you're not careful as a leader, you'll have a meltdown, and you'll feel like you cannot sustain yourself. The rhythms of today are unsustainable. You cannot sustain as a leader in this type of climate unless you have biblical strategy. You have the strength of the Holy Spirit, and you know that you're called to make a change. And of course, that's the mission that God has given you. You know, this moment reminds me of a biblical story. Of course, many times as leaders, we find ourselves out of wine, you know, like the first miracle of Jesus. The whole world is out of wine. The first miracle of Jesus, as you remember, was his mama came up to him and said, "Jesus, we have no wine." In fact, the wine was given as a symbol of celebration, and it was mandatory that you have it. It was an insult if you didn't have it, and they would serve the best wine at the wedding at the beginning. Jesus is at this wedding, and there is no wine, and his mother looked at him and said, "Lord." In so many ways, she was saying, "Can you give us a miracle?" And the Bible says that she looked at the servant and said, "Whatever he say, do it." I believe that Jesus was moved by the Holy Spirit to turn that water into wine because he saw the world was out of wine. Leadership right now, I think we're getting to a place that we're out of wine, meaning that we're losing the proper strength for the occasion. We're losing the proper insight for the moment. We're out of place, or we feel out of place or misplaced. And the devil trying to get us to a point that he wants us to melt down, you know, to give in and throw in the towel. I've talked to so many pastors, and be honest with you, I've talked to some leaders that are just excited about what God is doing in spite of everything that's going on, because regardless of the rhythms of life that's going on, we know that God is faithful. But I look at the story, just as Jesus looked at this particular occasion, he did the miracle for the purpose of a request to set the tone of the wedding, right? So that there wouldn't be anything missing the moment. And I believe just as Jesus did a supernatural miracle in a time of need, God is getting ready to turn the water into wine. God is getting ready to make sure we as leader have the proper furnished faith, the necessity of grit, determination. I believe that God is going to allow our faith to be rekindled and reaffirmed and refired so that we won't miss this great moment, because it is a celebration. It's only a celebration because it gives us an opportunity to preach the gospel in a dark world. We are the light of the world as leaders. So listen, real quickly, I want to give you six basic keys that would allow you as a leader to maintain leadership strength and also be able to win as a leader in an unsustainable time that you're living in or facing unsustainable rhythms, okay? So here's the first thing. You must be willing to be rare. You must be willing to be rare. Now, I know that that sounds like a little strange, but what I mean, in other words, you have to be willing to be unusual in this moment. You see, I've learned that you are often viewed as strange or unusual because those that operate in mediocrity are more common than rare. You know what I'm saying? Why do I say rare? Well, you are rare because very few people are willing to walk alone and pay a price, or let me say pay full price for the dream and the purpose by which God has given them. So very few people are willing to walk the full journey of pain that's in their purpose. So when I say you got to be willing to be rare, you must recognize that God has given you light in a dark moment, revelation in a time of conflict, right? A mandate in a time where there is upheaval and conflict and disunity. The disciples had to be rare, right? I mean, Jesus called the disciples and he said, follow me. And the Bible said they dropped everything. They left it all. They dropped their nets. You're rare if you are Peter and you have an enterprise, a fishing enterprise, and Jesus come along and say, follow me, and you drop your fishing enterprise right then to follow him. That's a rarity. But those that are rare like that become the warriors that God used to change a nation. You must be rare. As a leader, whether you're a business leader, an educational leader, a man of God, a spiritual leader, whatever your occupation or your call that God has called you, understand that there is an anointing in rarity, in being rare, rather. There is benefits and blessing when you tell God yes and you are willing to walk the full journey of pain for the promise. You got to be rare. I've heard so many people say, whether it's on Fox News or CNN, this is an unprecedented moment. In other words, what they're saying, this is a rare moment. Well, if this is unprecedented, this is an unprecedented moment, that means it's a rare moment, which puts a demand on rare leaders. You are rare because you stay ready. And you say, ready for what? Ready for whatever comes your way. Now, let's be real. Although neither one of us are excited about rapid change, we are excited about the adventure that change brings. This change is what consistently pulls out the potential that we didn't know that we possess. So being rare is being on our peak, is discerning the moment to execute the plan. Your greatest moment is now. Not tomorrow, not next week. It is what are you doing to maximize the moment now? Because you discern that this unprecedented moment gives opportunity to the adventurer, the pace setter, the game changer, the creator, and the innovator. Now, you know I'm telling you the truth. Rareness helps you to experience the power of self-discovery. You go internal. You tap into the genius within because something needs to be figured out. Right? Something is broke and lacking in society. People need the gospel of Jesus Christ, but they have defense mechanisms. They're hurt, they're abused. But the gospel of Jesus Christ is that rare gospel. It is that good news that sits alone, right? It is the absolute necessity. It is the key to unlock the prison doors. You're rare. And this rareness helps. And be honest with you, my best ideas have come as a result of conflict. God put a demand on my gift. And when I looked at the problem, it was difficult. It seemed to be impossible. But if it looks like it's possible, it's not God. I mean, generally, when God calls us to do something, it's got to be big and it has to look impossible. And generally, you'll find God's stamp of approval on that. You know, when it's a difficult moment and it's what people have been saying, unprecedented, you know, like this is a very rare moment. Well, those are the type of moments you recognize your ideas are not stolen or taken from someone else. In other words, because the wall is so big and the problems are so broad, God allowed you to go into prayer in the chamber room of prayer as a leader and pull out ideas, right, and information and revelation that are uniquely yours, that cannot be stolen or hijacked. And only the problem allowed potential to be pushed out of you as a leader. So you are in an unsustainable rhythm, but the winner within, okay? The leader within helps you to elevate and find the rhythm of God that works in a unsustainable rhythm or unprecedented moment. Let me give you the second PowerPoint of leadership strength and winning in a unsustainable rhythm as a leader, okay? And I want to give you six, but there's no way I'm going to be able to give you six. I'll just pick up with whatever number I left off, okay, next week. But the second is you must be willing to be radical. The first, you must be willing to be rare. And the second is that you got to be willing to be radical. See, people that manifest what we call greatness cannot be superficial. Okay? There is an inherent, ingrained, intrinsic nature that refuses to bow down to the enemy of slackness and mediocrity. It's the leadership in you, okay? And you're willing to stand out and be radical and do what needs to happen because the purpose of God drives you, the mission of God drives you. And you're not trying to be offensive and radical just because you want to fight. No, you want to fight right. Fighting right is fighting the preordained Goliath that God has assigned you to, because we all have an assigned Goliath. I don't want to fight your Goliath. Don't be fighting mine, right? I'm not trying to get in your lane and be conflicted in myself by trying to operate in gifts and missions that God has never called. No, I want to stay in my lane, run my race, and win my battle. And I want to be radical, okay, in whatever God has called me to do. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs, 10, and I think it's the fourth verse, he becomes poor that worketh with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent make it rich. I want my hand to be diligent. You want your hand as a leader to be diligent. Whatever God has called you to, you want to make sure that you step into it and you want to be fully engaged in that, making full proof of the ministry, your business. You as a female leader in a corporation that don't respect women, but you recognize that God has called you to transcend and to make a statement, not of just womanhood, but the purpose of God that's on a woman. And that demands, sometimes you got to be straight up radical. We call it a killer, not naturally killing somebody, but recognizing that that Goliath got to die. David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? He was radical. That comes against the armies of God. Radical. Samson was radical, took a jawbone of a donkey and killed 1,000 men with a jawbone of a donkey, right? That's not even fighting material. That's not a weapon. That's not a sword. That's not a bow and arrow. But he took what he had, man. A jawbone. The Bible said it was a bloody bow. Most people would have thrown that bone away. They would have never saw that bone as a weapon. But when you're radical and you're committed to win as a leader, you'll innovate to win. You'll create to win. You'll find substance and blessings and material in things that other people will throw away because you're radical. Listen, if you want to win and maintain a leadership strength in an unsustainable man rhythm that we're living in, and if you want to win as a leader, you got to be rare and you got to be radical. The truth be told, sometimes I don't feel like fighting, especially in this moment where, man, at sometimes I just feel straight up exhausted. You turn on the TV, it's like, okay, I'm dizzy now. I mean, really. And then you think about as a leader, and this is for those of you all, whether you're a male or female pastor, you know, man, listen, it seems that you're always a day short. Like, how do I prioritize this moment? Because everything seems to be an emergency. How do I find a rhythm when everything is an emergency and unprecedented? You know, like this is the first. Who knew? I mean, really, that we would have to put masks on at church, or the corporate worship was shut down within a month or a couple of weeks. We didn't know. I mean, a snap of our finger, and then I don't know about you, but I had to, man, maneuver. I had to learn things about social distancing, and I had to learn things about, the digital platform, and it just threw everybody. Even though we were already doing many things, we had to reset. We had to find a new rhythm. Okay. And so there are moments I don't want to fight. I don't want to be radical. But the Holy Spirit's grace is on me and you as a leader to win in an unprecedented moment and with unsustainable rhythms. God cuts out, right, spaces of rest and refurbish our faith and rekindle our passions and say, get back in the ring, because this is not a moment for cowards. This is a moment for warriors that are radical. So you must be willing to be rare. And second, you must be willing to be radical. And I think I only have time for the third one, and that you must be rational. Now, isn't that crazy? You got to be rare, you must be radical, and now you got to be rational. You know, greatness, when you talk about greatness as leaders, it requires a sense of daringness, okay? It also requires being sensible. You got to be able to walk with a sense of being daring and sensible, okay? And that deals with rational. This is a fight of our faith, and we got to have foresight to achieve greatness in our life. I mean, that's very important. But you cannot truly obtain greatness without being rational, because the devil wants us to be addicted to haste, confusion, and operating in nervous energy rather than leaders of faith. Are faith leaders that are poised under the pressure. You must be willing to be rare, you must be radical, and you must be rational as a leader. I think that being rational is maintaining a sense of calmness while under pressure. So it makes things more deliberate than accidental. You know, because you're walking in a sense of confidence, not just confidence in your ability, it's the ability that God has given you. See, if I rest in my personal confidence, then I'm going to operate out of impulse, like I said, rather than principle. But if you maintain calmness, you know, one of the characters in the Bible that I think that had absolute a sense of calmness about them was Joseph. I mean, when you read about Joseph, the only thing that you see that was impulsive and he had some heart issues is when his brothers, you know, he saw his brothers and he kind of, you know, wasn't treating them properly. He was playing with them because he still was hurt and even maybe bitter. But other than that, Joseph had a poise, man, that was remarkable. Sold as a slave and then put in prison, rejected by his family. But some way, somehow, you know, he prospered in every circumstance that was he was placed in. That's the mark of true leadership. And being rational is actually finding perspective in a complicated situation. And I think as leaders, it's very important that we find perspective in this very unprecedented moment, okay? And we must have sensibility, okay? Because people are going crazy. Oh my goodness, the Democrats, Republican, race issues, economic issues. Pastor Kathy wrote a book about flattery. Man, you all need to get that book about flattery. And many people want to be flattered. It's just a crazy moment that people are addicted to the imbalance. But you and I, we must have this ability to be rational, to be poised under the pressure, to be able to think on our feet, okay? So we must be rare, we must be radical, and we must be rational. We have to have that self-control, the level-headedness. You know what I'm saying? Being level-headed, as opposed to be pressured to the degree that it breaks us. I want to encourage you, because I'm getting ready to sign out, that, man, it's just so important, you guys, that you lead and you lead healthy. So we'll pick up with the next 3 points next week, and that is you must be refined. You must have the ability to be able to handle rejection. And number 6, you must be able to have strong recovery. Well, my time is up. I want you to tune in next week. Of course, subscribe. Send this to some friends that are business people, female pastors, educators that are leading. Remember, it is better to live by principle than to die by impulse. go with God and be incredibly, incredibly, incredibly blessed.